Welcome to another Worldwide Business Brokers podcast. I'm Bill Locato, and with me today is Joe Caffrey, president of Worldwide Business Brokers. Welcome back to the show, Joe.
It's good to be back, Bill.
Joe, when business owners begin considering selling their business, they often wonder if they should use a specialist, a professional intermediary such as Worldwide Business Brokers, to help make that happen. Why should business owners consider using a professional?
As you say, Bill, professional business brokers are specialists, valuing and selling business is pretty much all they do. They have the training, the contacts among buyers, the knowledge of the marketplace, and the focus necessary to properly value and find a buyer for most businesses. Occasionally, we've found that some owners of smaller businesses, say under $1 million in transaction value, will enlist their accountant, their attorney, or their real estate agent to sell their business. While those professionals are doubtless excellent in their respective professions, using them to sell a business is tantamount to using an ear, nose, and throat guy to replace your hip. Owners and management teams of larger businesses certainly include their accountants and attorneys in the process, but as a rule, they also engage an experienced intermediary, a business broker, or a mergers and acquisitions professional.
What are some of the benefits of using a professional business broker?
First and foremost is the confidentiality that a business professional can impose on the process. As we've discussed in the past, once word gets out that a business is for sale, employees start looking around for options, customers start looking around for options, and competitors start looking around for ways to poach both those employees and the customers. A professional business broker can market the business in a way that can keep the process and sale confidential. Another significant benefit is in establishing a business's value. Valuing the business is arguably the most important aspect of the business sale. If the price put on the business is too high, the selling process, if the effort is successful at all, will likely take more time than it should and require significant marketing resources. Conversely, if the business is priced too low, the seller leaves money on the table. As an aside to this, Bill, Worldwide Business Brokers offices perform valuations all the time, and not just for sales. Businesses need to be valued for bank loans, partnership dissolutions, divorces, estate planning, buy-sell agreements, and sundry other reasons. Valuations are a significant part of our brokers' businesses.
Joe, how do business brokers find buyers?
Business brokers exist in a world of business buyers and sellers. Like real estate brokers, experienced business brokers have developed a list of buyers from the marketing they've done when selling other businesses over the years. Good brokers know that buyers are now coming from around the world, and they have established marketing procedures to reach these buyers. As is the case with real estate, the vast majority of business buyers begin their search on the internet. When buyers search the internet for businesses, business broker sites are often where they end up. If a business is not listed with the right business broker, the owner may significantly reduce its exposure to buyers. In addition, a business broker that is part of a network, such as Worldwide Business Brokers, brings the dozens or hundreds of other brokers in their system to the task of finding buyers for your particular business. And finally, using a broker that will co-broke or cooperate with other brokers is extremely important. Many brokers will not. They want to keep the entire commission for themselves. Other brokers are reluctant to work with these brokers, a situation that would not appear to be in the best interest of the seller, who wants, after all, to have the business made available to as many potential buyers as possible. Aside from our network of business brokers' offices, we have established co-broking arrangements with more than 600 other business brokers throughout the world.
Joe, how does a business broker help in the negotiations?
A business transfer entails much more than just signing over the lease. Many businesses have inventory, sometimes hundreds of thousands of dollars worth. Others have physical plant, such as equipment or buildings. Sometimes extensive real estate holdings are involved. Still others have intellectual property. One example of this would be a franchise brand, such as a flagged hotel or a chain of fast food restaurants. Another example is an e-commerce website. A good business broker understands how both tangibles and intangibles are valued and can be used in the negotiation. In addition, using a professional intermediary removes the seller from the sometimes contentious interactions with potential buyers. And having a business broker represent you imposes a far better control on the flow of information. For example, an owner might blurt out some bit of information that will disadvantage him or her in the negotiations. An experienced professional business broker can present data in its best light, temper ill-chosen words and eliminate the chance that the party's emotions will collide with each other.
Joe, most business transfers require some level of financing. Do your brokers assist with that in any way?
Indeed, we do, Bill. A business broker gets paid a commission or a success fee by one party or the other when the transaction is completed. As such, a business broker is highly motivated and keenly interested in shepherding every aspect of the deal to make sure the transaction closes successfully. A good business broker maintains a database of many sources of funding, from banks and equity firms to commercial lenders and venture capital groups, and he will take a deal to the most appropriate of those sources.
What other issues in selling a business does a business broker help with?
Well, Bill, one of the most important aspects of selling a business, and in our years of experience, the one that seems to be of the greatest concern to business sellers, is one that I touched on earlier, confidentiality. Any seller's fear, and it is well-founded, is that if their employees find out that the business is for sale, they may look for other jobs. If their customers find out, they may look for other vendors or suppliers. If their competitors find out, they may try to steal the seller's customers and employees. Every broker and staff member in the Worldwide Business Brokers Network is trained to maintain the highest level of confidentiality while, at the same time, aggressively marketing the business around the world. A good business broker knows how important maintaining strict confidentiality is.
The process of selling a business sounds quite unique, Joe, and one might need an experienced professional to assure that the transaction can be accomplished reasonably, smoothly, confidentially, and with the greatest return for the seller.
That's very true, Bill. A business broker, like an accountant, a stockbroker, or a heart surgeon, is a specialist. A good broker knows the market, locally, nationally, and in many cases internationally, and can give you a realistic assessment of your business's value. A good business broker knows how to put your business in front of the appropriate buyers confidentially. A good business broker can advise you during the negotiations, and a good business broker can assist the buyer in finding the funding required to close the deal.
Joe, thanks for coming by to discuss this interesting aspect of selling a business. We look forward to your next visit. If you have any questions for Joe, go to the Worldwide Business Brokers website, worldwidebusinessbrokers.com. Click on the Contact Us button. If you would like to discuss selling or buying a business, send an email to info@worldwidebusinessbrokers.com to be connected to the Worldwide Business Brokers office nearest you. Until next time, I'm Bill Locato.